This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. This week we commemorate the birth of one of the world's best music composers. Hymnody and classical music collided with compositions by Johann Sebastian Bach, born in Eisenach in 1685. Dr. Uwe Simonetto is the founding director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life. Dr. Simonetto says one can see Lutheran theology in J.S. Bach's works.
Bach translates Lutheran theology precisely the way Luther would have translated his own theology, that is, always pointing to the cross, to the crucifix, to the Redeemer. The fact that this is your salvation, the fact that he bears the big cross, the fact that as you suffer in this world, he is suffering alongside you and infinitely more than you do, that he allows you, he frees you to live in this world. When you go to a good Lutheran service and you, the preacher, they always in every sermon point to the crucifix hanging over the altar. That is, in a nutshell, what you have in Bach's music, especially. I'm talking now, of course, about his sacred music, but in his sacred music, this is it. The cross is not unique to Lutheran theology, but it's most clearly articulated in Lutheran theology, more clearly, I believe, than in many others. And it is most clearly articulated in Bach's music. Bach, he is Luther written in musical score, and of course he uses Luther's hymns and a great deal in his choral work.
You can hear more about Bach from Dr. Simonetto on this weekend's World Lutheran News Digest News Magazine on Worldwide KFUO.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.